Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About Chris Bryant. And a lot of this, it shows you about Scott Boras.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, it would make sense for Chris Bryant coming off of an injury-plagued season. He can't be a free agent until he's 30.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs own him for have his control for another 3 years. It would make sense for Chris Bryant, frankly, to take a contract extension of well north of $200 million.
Yeah.
But
the Cubs kind of screwed Chris Bryant, though, with the minor league first year deal, didn't they?
Well, it didn't
because
make
they held him,
happy. Him
out of the majors for that first month, so they didn't have to pay him.
Yeah,
the,
they did.
That they got him.
Well,
on a
they kept
contract.
The year of control.
Right.
They kept the year of control.
Right.
It's exactly what the Atlanta Braves did with Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yeah.
This year. It's just good business.
Sure,
and
I
frankly.
Get it.
Frankly, the people that Chris Bryant and Ronald Acuna Jr. and people and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. now mm-hmm. should be angry with are not the clubs.
Right.
They should be angry with the players union that negotiated the stupid deal.
Right, right. Well, and I guess the leverage of my client's not going to re-sign with you if you screw us right now doesn't work because, listen, it's just the business is what it is. Like, here's what's in front of us, and we'll take these 4 years, and we'll get 4 years past this rather than start at the beginning of April. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so.
Story number three.
So 10 years ago this month, Brad, Dabo Swinney was in a staff meeting at Clemson, and he was just an assistant coach. Clemson had just lost on a Thursday night to Wake Forest, and on that Monday morning, then coach Tommy Bowden was informed, hey, we like you. You're going to finish the season, but we're letting you go at the end of the year. Tommy Bowden thought about it for a couple of hours. This is a story by Andy Staples and SI.com.
Uh-huh.
Thought about it for a couple hours. He walked back into the AD's office and said, look, if I'm the one holding things back, right. Let me get out of the way. And you know, just let somebody else finish the season.
Yeah.
And so the athletics director at the time said to Bowden, well, who would you pick? And there were a couple of guys on that staff that had been head coaches before, and he said, I'd go with Dabo if it were me. Dabo Swinney at the time had never been a head coach, had never been a coordinator. And
yeah.
Terry Don Phillips said, you know what, that's what we'll do. And a 7-week interim position turned into basically a dynasty at Clemson. But here's the interesting nugget,
yeah.
One of many interesting nuggets in Andy Staples' story, is during that time, Dabo Swinney, of course, like we all do
mm-hmm.
when our lives are put in chaos, we think about stability. Dabo Swinney was offered a job by Nick Saban, who had just gotten the Alabama job.
Yep.
Imagine if Dabo Swinney, how different are things in the college football landscape if Dabo Swinney goes to Tuscaloosa, he's an Alabama grad,
mm-hmm.
if he goes to Tuscaloosa and joins that staff along with Kirby Smart and every other
yes.
future well, head coach in the country, Clemson's not a power today.
No.
And Dabo Swinney probably lands maybe the Florida job when Urban Meyer left, maybe the Tennessee job one of the two or three times that it opened up over the last few years.
Nice indirect shot there.
The entire college football landscape completely changes.
Yeah, it does.
Instead, he's at Clemson. They have a dynasty going.
Yeah.
And he's probably the guy that, I guess in 100 years, when Nick Saban finally says, you know what, I'm going to walk away,
yep.
he's probably first in line if he wants the Alabama gig. It's just
remarkable.
Fascinating. The what-ifs that you can do on stuff like that are, at least to me, pretty fascinating.
Story number four.
All right, here's a question for you. This mm-hmm. is a story from The Guardian.
Mm-hmm.
It is a University of York study about facial recognition. How many faces do you think in that brain of yours, Brad Carson,
mm-hmm.
that you could recognize at once? How many faces can your brain file away as, okay, I can identify that face when I see it?
Wow. Well, you know, Facebook is a determiner on this, and I have, and I'm not bragging, like everybody's got a couple thousand friends now, it seems like. So when you look at Facebook, half of those people you don't even know because they've friended you or you friended them or you met them once. I'd say 1,000.
The average person, it's 5,000 faces.
5,000?
Yep.
Wow.
New research from York.
I was wrong.
York University of York, which is an institution in much the same vein as Harvard,
oh,
Yale,
it's, yeah, it's up there.
Louisiana Monroe.
your alma mater, of course.
Yeah, those programs. It suggests the average person can recognize 5,000 different faces that people. The study found that people know between 1,000 and 10,000 faces of friends, family members, colleagues, and celebrities, and the average was 5,000.
Do you think that's true? You like that number? Is that you would agree with the study?
Who am I to argue with science?
You're not going to argue with it.
Yeah,
right?
It's probably true. It's hard for me to imagine that because that seems like a massive number to me.
I wish I could remember names as much as I do faces. This is the problem because now we recognize 5,000 faces, but we only know 25 names. That's the problem with our world.
I'm terrible with names.
I am too.
Just awful, to the point of it being very embarrassing.
Yeah, I wish the world were like church, where you wear those cards with your name on it. You know, you like walk into, you're like, hey, what's going on? Becky, it's right. You know,
hey, with everybody's buddy. I had
what's going on, pal?
My cousin married a guy, and I'm one of three boys, and every time we'd see him, it was, hey, buddy,
but
we were all buddies. We'd all joke with each other and call each other buddy all the
great,
time.
Great, great job.
It was pretty funny. We'll come back at hour number two as we get you closer to the Grizzlies and the Magic. Jeff Calkins will join us. Stick with us. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
National Contest Data Message Rate Supply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
Real quick, before we get to Jeff, the 5 o'clock code word is office. Text office, OFFICE, to 72881. You got a chance to win $1,000. You got 54 minutes to do so until 6 o'clock. Text office to 72881. Text office to 72881. Good luck. And Gary Darby or Eric, one of them is going to read our code word coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll have the Grizzlies just after 6 o'clock, pregame at 5:30. This hour's code word, though, is office, OFFICE. Text office to 72881. And again, that next code word coming up just after 6 o'clock here on 92.9.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Friday and Saturday at the Kroger 2 days only digital sale. Private selection ice cream is only $1.99 with your Plus card and digital coupon. On from Kroger.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
If you're trying to sell a home, you need an experienced and effective agent who can expose it to the most buyers by using the best marketing strategy. You need somebody who can negotiate for the most money possible. And in this market, the Memphis market, that person is Josh Heisall with Keller Williams Realty. Lots of you have heard me talking about Josh over the years. One such person is Tanya. Had a home out in Cordova, right? Wanted to get it sold quickly, stress-free situation. She hired Josh Heisall. He went to work. First day, it sold $4,000 above the asking price. How did Josh do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh will help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you, and it is a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. So, if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home, Josh Hysall, 461-8147, on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's the place to go if you need a custom-fit shirt. You know, a shirt that'll fit you perfectly, regardless of how you're shaped, and keep you looking sharp. Rob Joyner, he sold me on him a while back. Now he's here to sell you.
Gary, you know from experience, this is the greatest technology ever in custom fit shirts. We have three measurements that we take in, put it in the computer. It gives us one perfect fit shirt for your body out of 175 try-ons. You then pick the fabric from over 150 fabrics, starting at just $98. They're made to your perfect fit and delivered in 7 to 9 days with your choice of collars and cuffs. We've delivered over 2,000 shirts in a year. Guys, just keep coming back to get more. The days of make and do, wearing potato sack fit with sleeves hanging around your knuckles, are over.
So where are you going to get that new custom fit shirt you know you need? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Yes, both regular and big and tall sizes are available. Check them out on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Anyone can do delivery, but when you consider the source, only Kroger can bring you the fresh, delicious food and quality products you already know and love. And no matter how you like to get your groceries, Kroger makes it easy with store pickup, delivery, and now shipping right to your door. So shop online with the Kroger app or at Kroger.com today.
Treat your family to fresh, juicy strawberries. Right now, you can take home 2 pounds for just $2.99 with your Plus card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call a Memphis area Allstate agent today to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Orion Federal Credit Union, redefining banking. We offer several checking options designed to fit your lifestyle. Visit orionfcu.com to find out more.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey. Today's special guest host, Neil McCready.
Welcome back into the Gary Parrish Show. Jeff Calkins, kind enough to join us. We'll take us until...
That's the way to raise that up!
I don't know what's
going
on.
Until it's time to turn it over to the Memphis Grizzlies and the Magic.
I think Jeff's in the middle of a riot here, Neil.
No, I'm not in a riot. I'm out at Shelby Farms watching my kid run cross country.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Good for him. How's it going?
Don't you think, Neil, that this is and Brad, your kid's a little young still, but watching your kid play sports is one of the true delights in life. It really is. You know, I mean, even if they're not a star, it is just so much fun. I mean, I think most people can relate to that. And when it's done, like when they finish with high school and it's done, it's kind of sad because you know that's a little stage of life. But I just think it's. You know, Peter's out here running right now, and he won't win the race, but it's just so much fun. Like I try never to miss it, and it's not because I'm the guy who like wants to be there. I get pleasure out of it. It's just wonderful fun.
Yeah, no, it's funny because my son is 12. He's the youngest of our three, and our middle child is very into competitive dance. And it's funny, when Carson played baseball or basketball or something, sports that I know,
right.
I caught myself watching the old way, but when he does soccer, which I know nothing about and I never played, I love it. Watching him play soccer is one of my favorite things in life. Watching Caroline dance is one of my favorite things in life because I have absolutely no rhythm at all. And to watch her, I take such joy in it. It's yeah, you're right. It has nothing to do with whether they're a star or not. It's just it's such a fulfilling thing.
Yeah, can I just tack on something to what Neil said? As the father of a 10-year-old, and there are people who are at these sporting events that are listening right now that I am sitting next to when I'm watching Jake play baseball or basketball. Just a public service announcement. Don't talk to me and interrupt and try to engage me too much because I enjoy it a lot, and I've never had the courage to tell you. So I love it too, and my challenge is that, like, with basketball and baseball, the people next to me, when your kid is either shooting or hitting, they want to talk, and I am trying to soak up every minute just like Neil and like you, apparently.
That's what you're doing. You're soaking up every minute, you know, and that's it. And the other thing that's interesting is that for me, to see your kid pick something out on their own, like a lot of things, like, so all my kids play musical instruments, right? Because I played a musical instrument, so I get them started. Like, everyone says, well, your kids have to find their own passion. Yeah, we kind of, you know, you just sign them up for T-ball or you don't, right? When they're three or five, you know, they're not picking their own. A lot of the things we pick for them, and then they either stick or they don't, right? I mean, I get that, but we pick for them. To see your kids sort of decide, like, I never in a million years did I think he was going to run cross country, and sort of decide that he was going to run cross country and then be reasonably good at it and take pleasure in it. It's just, it's one of the real joys of watching your kid grow up and be who he wants to, you know, who he's going to become. And so, they finished mile two. And I'm walking to the finish line, and I'm out here at Shelby Farms for this particular segment.
Well, that's cool.
How are you there?
All right, let me ask you this, because we've talked a lot about Jimmy Butler in the first hour. It just so happens, guys, and this is a coincidence.
Oh boy,
total coincidence. It just so happens that today was the day that he decided to return to practice, and it just happened that today Rachel Nichols was in Minneapolis with the TV crew to sit down and talk to Jimmy Butler at the end of this practice when so much emotion just happened to come out. I got to tell you, that is that as a guy who, and Jeff, you can relate to this, as a guy who was once quite ink stained, that is quite a get just to fall into that story on today of all days.
But in fairness, I'm absolutely presuming that Rachel would not be in the Twin Cities just by chance. But, like, if you're an agent, don't you want that? I mean, like, isn't that smart? I mean, don't you want that?
Definitely
I don't
smart.
Really blame anyone.
It's
smart. For doing that. It's good for Rachel, and it's smart of Jimmy Butler, and I think it's I'm sure it's no coincidence, but I also don't think it's dumb. Like, I think it's the right way to do it.
Yeah, no, I don't blame her for saying, yeah, sure, we'll be there for that. I'm not criticizing. Just funny to me that as the story falls out, you see just how orchestrated today was, and it worked for Jimmy Butler because it appears that he's kind of winning the day. All right, I'm reading from SI.com. The Crossover does this thing every year, Jeff, where they talk to some scouts and some front office people and get some kind of anonymous thoughts on other teams. They talk about the Memphis Grizzlies, and it's interesting because I'm higher on the Grizzlies than a lot of people. They basically say, when you think about it, if Marc Gasol and Mike Conley are healthy, that's always been what they needed to get to the playoffs. They've just been putting a team around them all these other years. At some point, they have to turn the page, but I like some of the role players they picked up, Kyle Anderson, Garrett Temple. Says, I don't know if they make the postseason, but they might have enough if their main guys get back to an all-star level, and Jaren Jackson's development might determine whether it happens this year. I know we've talked about this a little bit before. If Gasol and Conley are healthy, given what's around them, I'm not even going to bring up Chandler Parsons because there's no way to really know after all the health issues that he's had whether or not he can make it through a season healthy, and it's nothing against Chandler Parsons. It's just sort of reality. But if Gasol and Conley are healthy, and they get out of Anderson and Temple and guys like that, what they expect, and Jaren Jackson develops quickly, is there a chance this is a playoff team?
Yeah, of course, there's a chance. I mean, it's funny. You look at the West and you see who that you figure they're better than, and there's a pretty long list of teams that you assume. I think you have to assume that obviously that the Warriors and Houston are better. I assume that Utah is better. I assume that Oklahoma City is better, right? I assume that the Lakers with LeBron are better. I assume that, you know, and then you got Denver and you got Portland and you've got San Antonio and you got Minnesota. There's a long list of teams that look like would finish in front of them. But, you know, I think if things, yes, I think they're totally, absolutely capable of being a team that wins in the 40s somewhere. If things fall the right way, and depending on who gets injured and other teams and whatever else, I think they are, you know, I think they have a chance to make the playoffs. I would not bet on them to make the playoffs, but I think they have a chance to make the playoffs. It's funny because we had Joe Mullinax on today on my show, and he was saying, you know, I think they could be the sixth seed, and I think that's pretty giddy stuff to think they could be the sixth seed. But then he actually held out the possibility of, wouldn't it be great if the Lakers, I do think the single best scenario, the most fun scenario beyond the development of the players, Jaren Jackson and whatever else, the most fun would be a 3-6 matchup with the Lakers. It would be wonderful if this year somehow turned into that. But it is true, after the first two teams, if you make the playoffs, the first two teams are terrifying, right? I mean, but after that, who knows? So I think they're in the mix with all those other teams. I don't think that they are, you know, I don't think those GMs are picking them to beat those other teams. But certainly. When Mark and Mike are both healthy, they have historically been a playoff team. So I do not at all rule it out.
Yeah, it talks about Dylan Brooks and Shelvin Mack and Jamichael Green and about how that there's a chance that's especially if Parsons can give them anything, there's a chance that's a really strong second unit. And I'm with you. I look at the West and I see six teams, and you just said them all. It's Golden State, it's Houston, Utah, Oklahoma City, the Lakers, and Denver. To me, those six teams are better than those other teams that we talk about. But Denver might not be that much better. The Lakers, no one knows. I mean, at some point, Father Time's going to catch up a little bit with LeBron. I don't know that it's right now. Oklahoma City's going into this season where Russell Westbrook's still coming off of a knee issue. He hasn't played in the preseason. Andre Roberson might not play until Christmas. No one knows what kind of player he'll be when he comes back. No one knows what the Pelicans will really look like without DeMarcus Cousins. Portland got beat in a way in the playoffs that, despite the fact that I think Dame Lillard might be the single most underrated player in the NBA, they still are this franchise that you don't know what they're going to do. And at some point, all of the failures in the postseason, you think, start to weigh on them a little bit, and maybe they fall off. And there's really no other team like, you know, the Spurs with all the injuries you know, now they lose their point guard. Derek White's going to handle the point guard position. I just think there's an opportunity there for Memphis to, I don't know about the six, that seems a little heady, but to get the seven, to get the eight, and then who knows, maybe you catch I don't even go that far. I just think making the playoffs, if you're an organization like the Grizzlies, has to be the goal this season after the last couple of years. I don't think it's all that far-fetched.
Yeah, and I've even said that I think the goal is even sort of more basic than that. I think the goal is to be a competitive, after last year's debacle, it's to be a competitive team that's in the mix. And that if you're in a competitive team that's in the mix for the playoff spot, then the season is fun. You've reclaimed the idea that the Grizzlies are supposed to be a fun part of the Memphis landscape. So you've reclaimed that. And then secondly, by the way, you'll also end up conveying the first round pick that you and owe Boston, and so you don't have to have that hanging over your head for the time when you do rebuild. You know, you'll be able to keep any high lottery picks you have. So you get through this year, you hope it's entertaining, compelling, you hope you're in the mix. Yes, it'd be great to make the playoffs. But I think that, to me, is the goal, is to have Memphis Grizzlies basketball be, it was drudgery, you know, at the end of last year. We had the great schism between the tankers and the non-tankers. It was just not a fun year. And so you want the basket, you want it to be fun again. And yes, you want to convey the pick to Boston, and it'd be great to sneak into the playoffs. And I also think they do have other things going for them. I think Jermichael Green has played really well. He's in a contract year. People totally forget about him. Well, 2 years ago, he was a very good player, you know, and at the end of last year, he was a good player. He obviously was hurt at the start of last year, coming off the contract issue and everything else. But I think he's going to very clearly be the starter. And Chandler has looked pretty good. Like, I'm not counting on Chandler for anything, but it is interesting for a team that needs scoring. That's obviously their biggest weakness, is explosiveness. So far, we've even seen him, you know, be included in the starting lineup. So we'll see.
Jeff, thanks for the time. Enjoy the rest of the cross country. Hope he does well.
See ya.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.